This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, boy, we got a lot to talk about. This Kentucky school shooting left one dead and seven hospitalized. NBC reports Marshall County High School in Benton, Kentucky was placed on lockdown Tuesday after gunfire was reported on campus as classes began for the day. One person was killed and at least half a dozen others have been wounded. Authorities have not yet identified who was killed, but a student told NBC News that he saw students racing out of the building when he arrived to school Tuesday morning. According to 17-year-old junior Greg Rogers, I pulled off to the side of the road because everyone was running to the main road. They asked my friend what was going on, and he told me there was a school shooting. I was shocked. He said that someone had just shot up the school. I was shaking a lot driving back to my house. I'm still shaking. Governor Matt Bevin wrote on Twitter that the suspect had been arrested and encouraged people not to speculate about a possible motive until more information is released. The shooter has not been identified. And this isn't the first time we heard of violence. Apparently, just in the last 24 hours, a Michigan man threatened to gun down a bunch of CNN employees. We're finding out. That might have actually not happened yesterday, but recently we're being told from WGCL that a 19-year-old Brandon Greisimer from a suburb of Detroit made 22 phone calls to CNN Center last week, right, berating the news network as fake news and escalating to threats of mass murder, saying, I'm going to come to gun you all down. Goes, I'm smarter than you, more powerful than you, I have more guns than you, more manpower. Your cast is about to get gunned down in a matter of hours. Okay, this guy needs to be put away forever. He goes, I'm coming to Georgia right now to go to the CNN headquarters to blanking gun every single last one of you. So this just reminds us that we have some real sick individuals still walking around. And it's not just big towns. It could be suburbs. It could be small town. It could be Midwest. And, you have people out there that for one reason or another wants to kill up kids, wants to shoot up reporters. And, this anger it's got to be coinciding with some real deep-rooted mental illness that doesn't get diagnosed for years. Now, we've talked about this. We've talked about how family members could be ignorant to somebody in their family being a mass murderer. You wonder. You're like, wait a second. Okay, how could you're breastfeeding, you're going camping, you're taking to Disneyland, you're nurturing and taking care of an individual who grows up to be a mass murderer, and you get no signs? Well, it's because family members are stupid. I was oblivious to stuff going on in my family. Yeah, you just are oblivious because you think that any negative feelings you have towards a family member is because they're your family. So when you have a family member that you can't stand to be around, you go, well, that's normal. Most people can't stand to be around their family members. What you have to do is you have to stop and identify, like, why is this person giving me the heebie-jeebies? Now, nobody wants to think of there being a murderer in their family. So you start to suppress those thoughts, and your mind is very, very powerful. You could suppress it very easily. You could just say, nah, I'm not going to let my mind go there. It's funny, we don't do that with food, right? We don't do that with our internet or our smartphone, But when it comes to, you know what, this person and her family could be a red flag. You just gotta put it, you just put it out of your mind. Like, well, it's not gonna happen. Just like cancer. Well, cancer's not gonna happen to me, so I'm not gonna think about it, because if I think about it, it's gonna happen. Meanwhile, it brews, it brews. And you have so psychologically repressed or suppressed that thought. Okay, there are two different terms, but you could do either. You suppress that thought to the point that it starts to not come out. And you're like, you know what, that's just her, or that's just him. Meanwhile, other people start to say, you know what, you know, this, your family member is, you know, whack, or something's wrong with him. And then you defend them because they're your family, they're your blood, that's what you're supposed to do. So now you start to believe, no, the world is against that person. Meanwhile, that person starts to brew, then stuff happens. You know, you wonder what this paddock guy that shot up these people and shot up and killed multiple people in Las Vegas at the Harvest 91 Festival concert October 1st. You're like, how did his brother, how did his family not see the signs? Now, the problem is we look at our family or our close ones, all right, husbands, wives, whatever, as, well, everybody's like that. Everybody gets angry. Everybody gets ticked. I'm not going to call the police on somebody and look like an idiot and get this person in trouble when they're really not going to go that far. And I tell you that a lot of people do have that potential to go that far. You've seen people get mad, and they can control themselves. If they're on drugs, if they're on alcohol, they're going to control themselves less. Look, people want a hit. You know, when we look at domestic violence, you know, the average person is an ant. We're all animals. So the average person would love to punch something. It's just when you have normal mentation and competency, you know not to punch a wall or punch a family member. When you're on drugs, when you drink, when you have any sort of mental lacking, mental health issues, you're not going to stop yourself. And so you, as a family member, need to identify that, you know what, okay, this person is good only in this scenario. You need to make sure that person is good as any scenario. I've talked about stress tests, you know, where we should probably routinely put people through psychological stress tests to see if we could get them to the point where they, you know, become killers. Well, nobody has time or money for that, and nobody wants to be tested. But when you have somebody come up and shoot up a school, when you have somebody claiming that they are going to gun down a whole bunch of reporters, that, you know, we got to figure out how to find these people early. 1-877-DOCTELLY. We'll be right back. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I don't know if you guys heard about this, but two tragedies have kind of happened. With Carnival Cruise Lines in the last few days, apparently a 44-year-old woman is missing after she was seen, quote, going overboard the Carnival Triumph cruise ship in the Gulf of Mexico on Sunday. I was just in the Gulf of Mexico a few weeks ago. The ship had departed from New Orleans, which I did as well. I wasn't on the Carnival Triumph, was I? I don't even remember what ship I was on. I hope it wasn't the same ship, but anyway, 44-year-old woman, don't worry, it wasn't me, because I'm here, was on the second day of a 5-day cruise. It was expected to arrive in Cozumel, which is one of the places I went, and yesterday after the Mexican Navy took over the search and rescue operations. So, she was seen going overboard. She apparently, we don't know what the circumstances were, but people witnesses. All appropriate authorities have been notified, and Carnival's care team is providing support and assistance to the guest's family. That's according to Carnival spokesperson Vance Gullickson, according to the Miami Herald. But on Friday, a different passenger on a different boat, the Carnival Elation, fell to her death. She was from Jacksonville, Florida. And they were going, this was a trip from Jacksonville, Florida to the Bahamas. And she fell from the balcony of her 14th floor room, landing on the 11th floor, according to the Herald. Fellow passengers described being held on the boat at Freeport, Bahamas, while the investigation was conducted, with one saying that there was blood everywhere. The ship's medical team responded immediately, and unfortunately, she passed away. Our thoughts and prayers are with the deceased and her family. Well, yes, dropping three stories is enough to kill you. It can. Two stories, even. Again, any sort of blunt head trauma is enough to cause a bleed to the brain. There could be a variety of things. Cardiac arrest. Maybe she fell to her death because she had a heart attack, you know? The ship's medical team responded immediately. They said the disasters were not the only accidents on Carnival cruise ships in recent months. In October, 8-year-old girl identified as Zion Smith of the Bahamas fell to her death after peeking over the fifth floor railing of the Carnival Glory ship while waiting to disembark after a week-long cruise. Oh, my gosh. In February, a man was lost after falling overboard from the 11th floor of the Carnival Elation ship near the Bahamas. The U.S. Coast Guard identified the missing man as Kevin Wellens, 24 years old, from Warner Robins, Georgia, and then the search was abandoned after 9 hours. This is tragic. Okay, I mean, we take cruises very commonly, and you would think that the way the cruise ship is designed is each floor underneath another floor jets out just enough so you could land onto just a one, you know, story. You know, you could only have just a one-story fall. But it's not like that. I was leaning over and peeling over the side, you know, to look at people. And I was seeing people below. So I was like, hi! And I have to be careful because whenever you lean forward and talk, spit can fall out of your mouth. And I didn't want to spit on them. So I was like, oh, hi. So I tried to, like, you know, do a dry talk. And, no, just straight down. So if I would have fallen, we were on the 7th floor, I would have fallen down to the 5th floor very easily. And the people above me, 8th and 9th, because it's flat. The Carnival cruises is kind of flat on the side as opposed to V-ing out. And I think that allows for, I'm no, you know, navigation expert or, you know, boat expert, but I think that allows for, you know, easier speed because you have less resistance if it's a nice, flatter, smoother side to it. But people fall off cruise ships. You know, I lost a friend, but we think it was an abduction. We don't think she fell off, but the cruise thought. She went on a Carnival cruise to Cabo. This was back in 2002 or 2003. Told you about her. And she wanted me to come with her. And, you know, my kid was young. My first kid was kind of young. I'm like, nah, I'm not going to leave my kid with Corey. It's okay. I don't think he's ready for me to leave them alone with him yet. Nah. And she goes, you need a vacation, girl. I'm like, nah, it's okay. Because she was going with her husband and son. And then I get a call a week later, because I hadn't heard from her husband saying, look, we need her blood type. The FBI needs her blood type. I'm like, what happened? Well, the cruise ship thinks she fell overboard, but we think she was abducted when we were at a stop in Cabo and she was going shopping. Apparently, hubby and son decided to take a nap on the ship. She decided to go back and go shopping and never was seen or heard from again. And so, you know, we go to foreign countries all the time and we use these amazing, you know, cruise lines. And Carnival, I've been a fan of. I mean, we just took a ship to, from New Orleans to, you know, Cozumel and Honduras and, where else did we go? Belize. And I mean, it was really well done. I mean, I am really, really impressed at how they had that handled. Nobody seemed to get sick. There was no norovirus issues, et cetera. But we forget that bad things can happen. And I, you know, kids start to run around and they, it's very easy to climb these balconies. And so if somebody gets drunk, if somebody does drugs, if somebody just, I don't know, does stupid, they could die. And we forget that. So that's a real shame. Speaking of doing stupid, there's a shoplifter who claimed she was doing research studying kleptomania. And now is pleaded guilty to 2 counts of felony shoplifting. 24-year-old Wyoming woman was doing research for a college term paper on kleptomania. Lydia Marie Cormani. And she shoplifted from Walmart. Walmart's always in the news. She shoplifted from Walmart as part of her research. Lydia Marie Cormani also pleaded guilty January 3rd in district court for 2 counts of misdemeanor shoplifting. As part of the plea agreement, prosecutors will give her a B on her paper. Prosecutors will recommend she serve suspended 3 to 6 year sentences on the felonies and 3 years of supervised probation and suspended 180-day jail sentences on the misdemeanors with 6 months of probation. I don't get all that, but it sounds like she's doing some jail time. And probation. The Gillette News record reports that she must also pay restitution on all the counts, and the sentencing is set for June 4th. That's a good defense. Well, you know, I have to do a research paper, so I'm stealing from a store. Well, if you are doing research paper and you steal from a store, then you better have a means where you anonymously bring the stuff back. And my guess is she didn't. Now, I don't know how these stores do it, okay? I've never seen a person shoplift in front of me. I've seen people at stores try to claim that they bought a product elsewhere and trying to turn it back. And, you know, so you see little things like that. But it's a real, my worry is I don't want to be accused of shoplifting when I did it. And this is why I'm worried. You guys know that I always shop at Walmart. So I get everything there. I get my toilet paper, I get my hairspray, I get my makeup, whatever. And so I have a purse that is full of my Walmart stuff that I bought in the past. So sunglasses, makeup, etc. And so one concern I have is I have my foundation there, I have my sunglasses, so I'm afraid that somebody will say, ma'am, can I check your purse to see if you accidentally took anything? And I'm like, yeah, here's my purse. And my purse is full of Walmart stuff, but that was bought at previous purchases. And so I'm wondering if I should take some, like, red nail polish and draw an X on everything, you know, so they know that that's mine. You know, I do that with my sunglasses. When I walk into a Walmart, I find the camera, and I let them see me take off my sunglasses, and then I put the sunglasses, I fold them up in my shirt, or I put them in my purse before I walk in. I am just so afraid that someone's going to say I stole the sunglasses. And, and I know I could go to a different store. I could go to Target. I could. But, you know, Walmart has a McDonald's there. And you know, I just am always afraid of that. That's my biggest worry, to be accused of a crime that I didn't do. You know, I just worry about that. You know, one time my husband thought I was cheating. There was a friend of mine, and I kind of had suspicions he was gay, and I do really well with gay guys, and so I get really, really close. And because they're gay, you could be closer to them than, you know, a non-gay guy, right? Because you have nothing to fear. So we're talking about stuff, talking about my boobs, I'm fixing his collar. And Corey just threw the roof. He started to really, really have an issue. I go, look, you don't have to worry about him. And he got so panicked. So I was at my office. I was just doing some paperwork. And it was on the weekend. And one of my female PAs was there going through charts. I'm like, you don't have to be here on a Saturday. She's like, no, I'm good. I want to, you know, catch up on my charting. So my husband saw 2 cars, mine and somebody else's. And he tears open the door to come in thinking he's going to catch us. I'm like, and it's a woman. I'm here with the what are you talking about? Oh, man. He later realized that the guy was gay, which is good. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, it's Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a 7.9 magnitude earthquake struck off of Alaska's Kodiak Island early today, prompting a tsunami warning for a large swath of the state's coast and Canada's British Columbia. Watches for the rest of the U.S. West Coast and Hawaii. Now, we are being told now that officials at the National Tsunami Center have canceled the warning after there was a tense few hours and waves did not show up in coastal Alaska communities. Luckily, no serious damage has been reported. Apparently, the earthquake hit at about 12:30 a.m. and was recorded about 170 miles southeast of Kodiak Island in the Gulf of Alaska. I guess it's located 200 miles southwest of Anchorage. And for those of you that see the deadliest catch, do they talk about Kodiak Island? One of those shows talks about Kodiak Island. Anyway, Anchorage is Alaska's largest city. It is not under a tsunami threat. So for those of you with Alaskan friends, you call them, you know, you don't have to, you know, send them money or anything. They're good. We don't know how long the shaking lasted. Seaward did feel a little bit of a rattle. And so, the advisory warning has dropped. We've been talking about how we are expecting a big one in our Pacific Northwest. We talked about how when you look at the plates, and if you look at the Pacific Ocean, Chile had a big one, New Zealand had a big one, Japan had a big one, Fukushima disaster, we all remember. So the next one to hit is Pacific Northwest. 7.9 earthquake striking off of Kodiak Island. That's close. Not close enough, luckily. But 200 miles southwest of Anchorage, that can, you know, in that area is kind of where we're expecting something big. You got Seattle, you got Vancouver, you got a lot of big cities around the area where we think the next one's going to hit. So hopefully it doesn't, but just wanted to give you guys that update. Now we have some update in Hawaii. Remember that scare, that false alarm, okay, that a ballistic missile was coming, you know, right? And for Hawaiians to take cover, it wasn't a drill. And about, what, a half hour later, they said false alarm. Everybody wants to know why it took a half an hour. If within minutes they knew that there was no ballistic missile threat, why did it take a half hour? Well, we finally know why. Apparently, the governor of Hawaii said he was slow to inform the public about the false missile alarm. Why? Because he couldn't remember his Twitter password. According to David Icke, a Democrat, who's been governor of Hawaii for a while now, nice guy, he goes, I have to confess that I don't know my Twitter account logons and the passwords. So certainly that's one of the changes I've made. Now, my question is, if you don't know your logon, and nobody else does, and you can't do password reset, can maybe the lieutenant governor send out a message? Can maybe the attorney general, can somebody else within that state legislature send an announcement? If the governor himself does not have access, or I cry BS. This makes no sense to me. Anyway, to recap, the state's emergency management agency sent the false alarm at 8:07 a.m. on January 13th. Governor Ige was informed of the mistaken alert 2 minutes later, but it wasn't until 8:24 a.m., 17 minutes after the initial warning, that Ige tweeted there is no missile threat from his official governor's Twitter's account. He said, they say he was even slower on Facebook. He didn't post a correction until 23 minutes after the alert went out. He did not comment about his Facebook password. They say it took the state 38 minutes to send out an official alert letting residents know that the initial warning was an error. You see footage of people running in the streets. This was such a cluster. I don't think it's all his fault. This is, like I said, he's a nice guy. We have an issue here with the whole entire state's emergency management system. Governor Ige said, I was in the process of making calls to the leadership team, both in Hawaii emergency management as well as others. The focus really was on trying to get as many people informed about the fact that it was a false alert. For what Hawaiians, according to Newsweek, this is coming from Newsweek. This isn't fake news from what I understand. It's being reported all over. For Hawaiians, every minute is critical in the event of an attack. Due to Hawaii's proximity to North Korea, if the country decides to launch a missile, Hawaii residents would only have 15 minutes to take shelter after receiving an alert. There's stories of people throwing their kid in the sewer. You know, because we talked about how you got to go underground. I wrote on my website and on my blog, on my Facebook and Twitter, what to do in case of a nuclear attack. And you've got to find concrete, brick, or you need to go to the center of a building. Even if it's on the fifth floor, the centermost room with no windows, you know, and lock yourself in, you know, whether it's a storage closet or whatever they have in the center. but I, you know, there's not a lot you could do. But you're seeing, you know, you're seeing widespread panic. And the false alarm was first blasted out to phones across the street after an employee mistakenly clicked on the wrong option from a drop-down menu, according to state officials. The employee has been reassigned as the incident is investigated. Now, this is what I want to know. How is a ballistic missile alert, this is not a false alarm, how is that a drop-down menu, easy to click sort of message? Don't you think some sort of emergency management message? I understand in this day and age we got computers and everybody likes drop-down windows, but don't you think each emergency could be a little different? And rather than a preset cookie-cutter alert, don't you think there would want to be some individuality or some, you know, creativity of that message depending on the problem at hand? Again, I just don't believe any of this. All right. For Ivy's part, he said he has saved his Twitter information on his phone to avoid a similar episode. Okay, now this I don't believe, which means all somebody has to do is grab his phone. Now they can access his Twitter. He said, I've been putting that on my phone so we can access the social media directly. Okay, so I think what he means is he downloaded the app. And so when you download the app, you could tweet in real time. The Hawaii Emergency Management Agency also announced that it changed its procedures to prevent a repeat. The agency's head, Vern Miyagi, said it would implement a two-person authorization to send tests and real alerts rather than just the one-person authorization that allowed for the human error. This is almost like war games. He goes, I deeply apologize for the trouble and the heartbreak that we caused today. We made a mistake. Okay, now, I look at a silver lining being with everything. So the silver lining to this is we realize that North Korea or any of these places have us by the, you know, colonies. And so I think we all learned that, okay, we are not ready. And throwing a kid into a sewer, you know, shows that we just don't know where our bomb shelters or fallout shelters or the safest places to go are. And a lot of businesses do not want to necessarily advertise that because you don't want to be stormed by 50,000 people. Even if you have one room that may give you some security, one storage closet, how do you advertise that? How do you, you know, word gets out, people are going to be breaking down walls, you know, it's going to be mass pandemonium. So I get that, you know, we need to get our acts together, and we probably need to build certain shelters. Probably every city should have a stadium, a football-sized stadium, that could act as a fallout shelter, but my guess is that won't work. But Hawaii, I mean, really? 1-877-DOCTOLLY, we'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
What went wrong? Because apparently ticket prices are dropping since the Viking loss. They should have thought that one through. You know what? If anybody ever thought that football was rigged, you know, this kind of disproves that. Because the Minnesota is hosting the Super Bowl. And when I was watching the Vikings get ready to take on the Eagles, and I was thinking, you know what? You know how smart that would be, you know, for the NFL to, you know, I don't want to, I listen, I want it to be as clean and as clean as sports it could be. But wouldn't it just work out awesome for the NFL if the Vikings won? Because now everybody and their mother would be storming that stadium. Well, from what we understand, ticket prices are dropping, according to Yahoo Finance. They said, in fact, during that first quarter, actually first couple minutes when the Vikings scored that opening touchdown, boy, they were on fire. They were 7-0 over the Eagles. Apparently, Super Bowl ticket prices skyrocketed to $5,700. Then the Eagles scored again and again, and unfortunately, Vikings lost. I did put money on the Eagles, but don't tell anybody Viking. I love the Vikings, but I did. I put money on the Eagles because, you know, I wanted to make some money. Sorry. Oh, the guy's going to hate me. But anyway. But again, you know, I think a bunch of us expected to be a Patriots Eagles Super Bowl. I just didn't put money back then. I should have. But I didn't. Anyway. So, ticket prices started to drop while the game was going on. And Minnesota fans had been apparently driving this market ever since the Vikings won the divisional game on January 14th. And the Vikings really look like, for the first time in history, a team that was going to be able to play in their own Super Bowl. Very, very cool. So now many Minnesotans are like, oh, you know, take this. The other thing too is, if you're from Minnesota, you're not going to have to book a hotel room. You're not going to have, you know, you're here. So anyway, now Vikings fans are trying to sell off their tickets. A lot of Vikings fans are, because many of them bought them prior to the NFC Championship game. So you could get some deals on these tickets. The get-in price, from what I understand by TickPick, not that this is as cheap as you could get them, okay, because if some people are selling them on the side, I'm sure it's cheaper. I don't know if they're allowed to do that. I don't know if that's called scalping or not. But somebody doesn't want their tickets, they can sell the tickets. But anyway, by Monday night, the get-in price, the cheapest ticket available, including tax and fees, which does not, according to TickPick, had fallen to $3,800. On StubHub, it was $4,600, which was $1,000 down from what it was last Monday. Vivid Seats stood firm at $47.96. How do you spend close to $10,000 for Super Bowl tickets if it's not your team? That's got, even if it is your team, that's kind of a lot of money. I mean, listen, okay, I'm a Cowboys fan, okay? I love the Cowboys. I think Dak has done an amazing job, okay? Love Witten. Got some good guys on the team. Dez Bryant, when he makes a catch, is awesome, okay? When he catches it. So a lot of guys I like on that team. Would I spend $10,000 that I don't have? No, I don't know. I mean, I love them, but I get a better view from my TV. In my nice warm couch, I get a better view of what's going on. So I probably wouldn't. TickPick CEO Brent Goldberg believes the prices will go even lower. He has encouraged Vikings fans who bought their tickets through his company to sell them off sooner than later to minimize their losses. One Vikings fan spent $18,000 on tickets on TickPick, resold them for $12,000, so lost $6,000. But the prices may not go up. You know, they say that the numbers and the viewers and the ratings have gone down this year. You know, and many blame it on the kneeling and the not standing for the national anthem, which I think played a part of it. But I also think a big part of it is, you know, when your team loses its quarterback, like Packer fans, Packer fans might have stayed, you know, still loyal to watching every week. But the average non-Packer fan that likes to watch Aaron Rodgers at work, right, be able to make a winning touchdown with only 53 seconds at the start of the, you know, Aaron Rodgers isn't there. So you lost a lot of people like to watch the Packer games. You lost a lot of people that were interested in you know, their team, Cowboys. I don't know what the heck happened there. So, you know, you got people sick of the Patriots. I can never be sick of Tom Brady. He's gorgeous. But there's a lot of people out there sick of the Patriots. So seeing the Patriots keep winning, so there was a lot of things that happened this season that really kind of, you know, threw people for a loop. Now, a veterans group says the NFL has rejected their hashtag please stand Super Bowl ad. This group represents thousands of American veterans. And AM Vets, National Commander Marion Pope, tweeted Monday night that the group will not tolerate the NFL censorship after the group says the football organization refused to print an ad urging players to hashtag please stand during the February 4th championship game between the Patriots and Eagles. The ad shows an American flag with the hashtag please stand, shows the military holding it up. Please, or it says make a $20 tax deductible donation to help us help veterans by texting veterans to 444-999. Tell us who AM Vets are. And I guess the NFL had refused to add. Now, I don't know much about how these ads work in these programs. So when somebody goes to the Super Bowl and they get this program, you know, what is it? Colgate toothpaste? Is it, you know, what kind of ads? And so I guess in an open letter to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, Pope blasted the league for using soldiers and military vehicles as, quote, props during games while refusing to air the ad from AmVets. They say, Mr. Goodell, veterans are good for more than just military flyovers, photo ops during halftime, or props to sell camouflage-style NFL apparel. Our ad is neither a demand nor judgment upon those who choose to kneel. It's simply a polite request that represents a sentiment of our membership, particularly those whose missing or paralyzed limbs preclude standing. Apparently, AmVets was founded in 1944. It's the largest and oldest veterans group in the country, representing 250,000 active members, according to the group's website. So, I like the ad. I think it's a great ad. Same please stand for veterans has, it didn't seem to be anti-Kaepernick. It doesn't seem to be anti or pro-Trump. Doesn't seem to be anti or pro-police. It just says please stand. Seems harmless. Now, I don't know if the NFL puts ads that are maybe politically leaning or not. Apparently their claim is this was politically leaning and they don't want to get, you know, have politics involved. But they're already involved when, you know, the kneeling happened and they didn't do anything about that. And they already play the national anthem and they already say, please rise. So I get how the NFL's like, gosh, you know, can we move on? Do we need to, you know, should we have this, you know, but as far as I'm concerned, the military come first. They do. And if the military feel disrespected and they have a love for our national anthem and our country does have a love for our national anthem and our flag, saying please stand is one of the nicest things you could do and easiest and least political things you could say that shouldn't really, you know, upset anybody. And so, and it's a shame that veterans have to go through these hoops just to ask people to stand and honor the nation. I think it's ridiculous, and I think other countries are laughing at us. The lack of respect we have for our country and letting politics divide us as we have. When we look like idiots, we don't look strong. Well, God bless the veterans and active service members and their families. 1-877-DOCTOR. Don't go away.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Oh, sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.